Number 1. He must increase and I must decrease. John 3:30. If you love the gospel and, above all, try to live it in a daily basis with joy and hope, we would like to have you as our leader representative in your own parish or community, or internal member in any capacity. We challenge you to fulfill in your own life, sincerely, the St. John the Baptist's dramatically truthful statement for us Christians, "He must increase, but I must decrease." In case you agree to give it a try, you will need to learn a little bit more about our programmatic blueprint, which is a basic set of documents, like, for example, the Bishop Olmsted's Apostolic Exhortation for Men, the Manhattan Declaration, the Conjugality as a Higher Vocation Proposition, our Internal General Statute, although it does not necessarily apply for external volunteers, remote workers, friends, all independent contributors, like non-Catholic friends, one-time helpers, students of our Joanne Lab Virtual University, and their external experts or teachers. 2. In addition, you will need to make a personal commitment to help us build an egoless and faithful Catholic fraternity under our St. Andrew's formal pledge, inspired by the St. Andrew's School of Evangelization foundational principle that basically reminds us that we should all follow the example of the Apostle Andrew, carry Peter's to Jesus, to serve, preach, and love the Lord Jesus and His church more and above ourselves. Despite being the first called by Jesus, the first apostle, the first to know and commit to our Lord, quickly invited his brother Simon to follow Jesus and gladly cleared the way, so to speak, that someone better suited may be able to step forward to serve and love our church better than him and or with better results. Number 3. I planted, Apollos watered, but God made it grow. 1 Corinthians 3:6. So no one is anything, but only God, who is bountiful, gives life, and makes things grow. Were it not for St. Andrew's holiness and humility, he would not have, nor would he be proud of his brother Peter, our first pope, as a source of immense joy for himself, but instead would be jealous of a competitor, an opportunist adversary that dared to betray his self-assumed primacy. When you have people fighting for power and consequently attacking each other, whether covertly or explicitly, it is virtually impossible to accomplish good works. Humility is such a basic virtue that, without it, we cannot acquire any other. The invisible essence of spiritual fecundity comes from humility. "Learn from me, meek and humble of heart," said Jesus, teaching us by example to wash each other's feet. Therefore, under this pledge, directions, enforcement, leadership, coordination will be carried out only as an act of love, as a real service by those not only willing to wash others' feet, but by expert feet washers, deeply joyful for the honor to do so as a way of life. How any brother or sister in the Lord will be capable to lay down his or her own life for others, like Jesus challenged us to do, if incapable of washing others' feet with sincere joy, especially knowing that whatever we do for others, you did it for me, said our Lord. In addition, leadership or authority here too will be carried by internal volunteers that not only will receive nothing, but will need to pay a symbolic fee after meditating and accepting this pledge. As said above, Solomon had to threaten to cut the child in half to find out who was the true mother. Number 4. And no, you don't need to be already a saint to unleash the superpowers hidden in authentic humility. Nevertheless, our church should have a kind of zero tolerance for selfish career or security seekers, especially if priests, deacons, consecrated members, or whoever works for the church just because of the salary, without at least respect for the church and its essential teachings. It's impossible to really fully love our Lord without falling in love with His church, mother, and teacher, and even deepening such love and respect as we truly know her better and better. No one can truthfully say that he or she loves God, but not His church, or loves the church, but not God. They just can't be separated. In addition, it's disgusting to see so many sincerely alleging to be in deep union with Christ, regardless of the fact that it is impossible to have a real union with Christ without as much as a possible proactive union with all other Christians and also with non-Christians, especially the Jewish people, our elder brothers, plus peaceful people of goodwill. Without unity among us, open to a wide fraternal friendship towards all, it is increasingly more difficult to really understand that there is more joy in giving than receiving. That our Lord really came to serve, not to be served. Everything we are and do in the church, for the church, as a church, on behalf of the Catholic Church, should be ad majorem Dei Gloriam, not ours. Number 5. Our Lord taught us very clearly, want to be a Christian leader? Be or become the servant of all. Want to be the most important? Be the last one. Like the Apostle St. Andrew, don't let your left hand know the good done by your right one. In other words, it is better for us, much more profitable, if nobody knows or learns about our good deeds but God alone. Give all but without expectation or hope of recompense, St. John the 23rd. Wow! How difficult, especially in our neo-pagan, narcissistic society. Another reality check of whether someone indeed has real, authentic Christian faith. Citing the gospel, Pope Francis reminded us that service is the way authority is exercised in the Christian community. He said, adding that, those who serve others and lack real prestige exercise genuine authority in the church. Jesus showed us that he enjoys dominion because he is a servant, glory because he is capable of abasement, kingship because he is fully prepared to lay down his life. Francis said that there is no compatibility between the worldly understanding of power and the humble service which characterizes true authority to Jesus' own teaching and example. Ambition and careerism are incompatible with Christian discipleship. Honor, success, fame, and worldly triumphs are incompatible with the logic of Christ crucified, he said. Number 6. The church as God's kingdom can be compared, as our pledge's illustration, to a gigantic, living, organic, mysterious iceberg. Just a very small portion is visible, is humanly prominent and very attractive, outside the water. That iceberg's visible tip, little portion, outside the water, does not include the church triumphant, does not include the church suffering, nor the great majority of baptized people and Christian institutions here on earth, part of the church militant, including Jesus himself, hidden, but really physically present in every tabernacle. Do you want to be really smart? Aim or stay in the foundational, hidden portion of this divine iceberg underwater, maybe anonymously, together with Jesus Eucharist, in communion with angels and saints. It is much profitable, unless explicitly called by the divine spirit to temporarily serve his kingdom from the top of the iceberg under his authority, like Pope Francis is doing. Evidently, many other true Catholic holy leaders or coordinators, public visible servants, faithful to the magisterium, under the authority of bishops, priests, fathers, and mother superiors, abbots and abbesses, or deacons, also glorify God from the top of the iceberg. However, the hierarchic order, humility, and obedience are the backbone, from top to bottom, for the entire iceberg, that the Holy Spirit founded 1,984 years ago at the upper room with Mary and the apostles during Pentecost Day to distribute and secure the redemption Christ acquired and paid the ultimate price in order to save us by and through his indestructible church. Number 7. Some could object and say, wait a minute, you are all the way up expecting too much. If finding just one saint alone is hard enough, what about fulfilling several boards and volunteer positions? Good luck on that. No, we are not pretending a bunch of saints, but sinners. Since a real saint is indeed a sinner that never gives up to be better, to repent and restart again and again until death. Therefore, receives from the Holy Spirit at least a minimum of wisdom to understand key basic secrets of authentic Christianity, like almost all good leaders understood and clearly succeed to apply in their own lives. There is no limit to what man can do or where he can go if he doesn't mind who gets the credit. Ronald Reagan. So we are expecting sincerely practicing Catholics, but with good will and enough intelligence to understand the basics of the gospel. Matthew 6:2. Amen. Amen, I assure you. They have already received their recompense. Or like other translations, truly I tell you, they have received the reward in full. And that is pretty stupid. Just do the math and compare those who already receive their payment on earth with those who are receiving an ongoing hundredfold, according to Mark 10:30. They will receive during life, in return, 100 times as many homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and things, along with persecution, plus eternal life in the world to come. Number 8. So seeking first the kingdom of God in such a consistent way that comes from authentic humility and trust, plus evangelical counsel for consecrated people, is the only way to receive the fullness of truth, joy, hope, peace, and true security from the divine providence, which is absolutely infallible for those who really trust our Good Shepherd. And for the great majority that want to consume their life seeking economic security in the worldly sense, please go get a life out there in the business world. It is a human right, like the rich, good young man did, despite meeting Jesus, but just not inside the church, from the church or using the church. And Jesus tried to warn the young man that personal wealth is indeed a source of fake security and fake happiness. Evidently, Jesus challenged him to raise his standards of giving instead of his standard of living. Better yet, our Lord literally invited him to be really free and easily get rid of fake friends forever by simply embracing evangelical poverty in order to become perfectly able to follow him in every level. The rest is history, as we know. He refused and left sadly. According to Matthew 19, 16-30, nobody can serve two lords, said the only real Lord. Matthew 6, 24-34. Some people just don't get it, especially those trying to push the so-called gospel of prosperity agenda. It's impossible to serve God and money at the same time, period. Final stop. Number 9. Integrity? Evidently, integrity in every level is presupposed to join the need to really make our yes be yes and our no be no, James 5:12. Moreover, when accepted, you will be invited to strive to develop even more, especially intellectual integrity. An honest mind, also regarding yourself, is another prerequisite to anyone, especially Christians, to fulfill our mandate to seek the true, love the true, teach the true, defend the true, suffer the true, and above all, love the incarnation of the true, God made flesh, our holy Redeemer, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Number 10. In addition, at least in our case, the same Andrew principle will apply here at an institutional level. At any time, we hope and pray that some other similar ministry will do better for the benefit of the church and mankind. So we will help, merge, adapt, complement, supplement, improve, expand, or proudly give away our Andrew's project to any Peter's project, if the common good requires it and proper church authority order it or confirms. Love your neighbor as you love yourself should also translate into love your neighbor's ministry as you love your own. If Al-Qaeda and ISIS try to beat each other in cruelty and satanic violence, quickly learn to build a competition of evil even without the need of communication with each other, since they do it for supremacy, how much we, real brothers and sisters, should learn to listen and to develop a competition of love, seeking Christian unity, when in such a divine competition to build the kingdom of God, the more we lose, the more we win. Or better yet, in any competition of real love, it is impossible to lose in the first place. Paraphrasing Solomon, unless the Lord builds the house, those who work on it will labor in vain. Therefore, if the Lord does not guard and keep the fortress, in vain the watchman stands to guard it, and its keepers wake up uselessly. Jesus himself already made it abundantly clear, apart from me, you can accomplish nothing. John 15:5. Number 11. Finally, it is impossible not to be disappointed or somehow get involved with bad apples when working for the kingdom of Christ. Michael O'Brien, a very experienced and committed pro-life Canadian Catholic author, speaking about how tough is his apostolate, which applies at many levels also to our apostolate, said that we are opposed by powers and principalities that manifest themselves in many ways, such as unexplainable equipment and internet failures, sudden sickness, several times life-threatening among our staff and their families, service provider breakdowns, serious miscommunication, and much more. We have experienced some days and even weeks that defy rational explanation. We are also daily confronted with deceptions, outright lies, manipulations, and shocking corruption or weakness of influential persons and institutions, including clergy at all levels, law enforcement, court, and legislative authorities. This causes several bewilderments to many, and they usually don't last long with us, sometimes not even a few weeks. But they do last if they have a strong spiritual life. Then one learns to accept wherever and to go with God's inspiration and plans rather than our own. Learning to trust absolutely. Nevertheless, please don't let your fear stop you. Overprudence is fake prudence and could be the beginning of a cowardly behavior. Nothing can be accomplished by cowards. For heaven's sakes, just keep your promises and learn when to say no more maturely and realistically. Otherwise, self-protecting barrier, poor or no communications, plus a lot of white lies will come automatically. Also, unfortunately, too many people suffer excessively from hypersensitivity without any fault or need to make it worse, for not knowing how or where to explore the positive side of it, carefully selecting where and how to work in peace. So please, if you are considering the possibility to join our community as an internal member or an employee, let's be honest and save precious time, praying for each other and face reality as it is. In case you consider yourself hypersensitive, after a respectable self-quiz, double-check your coping style. Frequent overreactions, impulsiveness, is it easy for someone to hurt your feelings, etc.? Without a healthy sense of humor, or with a hidden agenda, strong ideological commitments, and unteachable personality. Other than that, you are welcome to give it a try in any internal position. We need, for example, to form, as soon as possible, several boards and task force committees or groups, hopefully with as many women and elders as possible in leadership positions. Initially, any of the following five languages, English, Spanish, Portuguese, French, and Italian, internal or external volunteers will receive at least food, lodging, transportation, and clothes if they need it.